I'm Tim Burke for the Big Rapids Radio Network. Here's the news for Monday evening, May 15th, 2017. Michigan is being ranked as the 10th worst state in the nation for drug problems. The new analysis by Wallet Hub is based on the percentage of teenagers and adults who use illicit drugs, the number of opioid pain reliever prescriptions, per capita overdose deaths, methamphetamine lab incidents, and admissions to substance abuse treatment services. Michigan is the only Midwest state to make the top 10 list for overall drug problems. The ransomware cyber attack affecting thousands of computers could spread as the work week begins. Europol says the global attack impacted 200,000 organizations in 150 countries. Bill Kowalski, a Michigan-based cyber expert and a former FBI agent, says the bad guys are stepping up their game.
Anybody that clicks on a link that they're not familiar with or that they're not entirely sure about without checking with their IT allows this often to get into their systems. And it's, again, this is a small amount. They're asking for $300, but they could ask for more. And if you're not backing up your data, you're more likely than not to have to pay the ransom to get the encryption key.
Kowalski says your home computer shouldn't be affected because the attackers are targeting bigger organizations and businesses. Big Rapids Park and Recreation Director Heather Bowman says the city is getting national attention for the handicap swing in Hemlock Park.
Yeah, the handicap swing is a hidden little treasure that people are starting to identify across the nation, which is really quite unique to put us on the map for that.
She says she's been contacted by municipalities from across the country wanting to know how it came about and if there are plans they could use to build their own handicap swings. Today through Wednesday, in Boulder, Colorado, people who attend the Regenerative Future Summit are taking on the task of transforming the economy to create a world that works for 100% of humanity. Author Hunter Lovins, who heads the group's Natural Capitalism Solutions and Leading for Well-Being, says the goal is to help create an economy that benefits all.
It turns out it's not as daunting as you might at first think. The economy that we have today was invented by 36 men who gathered at a hotel outside Montreux, Switzerland, a place called the Mont Pelerin Hotel, in 1947.
The event features lectures and working groups with thought leaders who've been involved in projects such as the Paris Climate Agreement. American Craft Beer Week is officially underway. Gillian Cobb, marketing coordinator at Michigan-based Shorts Brewing, has a message for those not open to trying a local or independent brew.
I think there's room on the market for lots of different beers, but there's a lot of breweries in your own state making pilsners or making light lagers that are tasty, and the proceeds from those beers go right back into our economy.
With over 5,000 breweries in the U.S., Cobb says there's now more styles to choose from than ever before. American Craft Beer Week runs through Sunday. The Salvation Army has been around for 135 years, and this week they're marking their longevity. Steve Gove has more.
It's National Salvation Army Week, and the local chapter here in Big Rapids is celebrating. Here's Development Director Chris Vallette.
This is a chance for us to really connect to the community, get them informed about what the Salvation Army is doing to serve those in need, give them a chance to come in and see our operations, and also experience what it's like to maybe live in a situation where you or your family are in poverty.
A full list of events this week can be found on the Salvation Army website, sabigrapids.org. From the News Update Desk, I'm Steve Gove reporting.
The cyber attack, which affected dozens of countries, was briefly halted Friday thanks to a Michigan-based cybersecurity engineer. Darian Huss is with Proofpoint and says companies and organizations need to keep their software up to date.
Typically, patching thousands or hundreds of thousands of machines, as some organizations have, it's an extremely complex process, and it's not really as simple as it sounds.
Huss discovered the kill switch in the malware used in the extortion scheme. The malware was successful because it exploited a security hole in Microsoft Windows. Aldi says they're hiring. The food store is holding a hiring event today at all of its Michigan stores, including Big Rapids. Officials say the jobs start with wages of $11.75 an hour, with health and dental coverage available. You can apply at the store up until 5:30 p.m. That's the news for Monday evening, May 15th, 2017. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke.